So, for example, my community has ayok or laws which speak to living sustainably in our cultural practices. When we harvest salmon, for example, we use the whole salmon. Whatever is not used is then returned to the river and in turn feeds the river. So, even though our ancestors have been doing this for generations, Western science confirms that decomposing salmon actually helps to distribute rich marine nutrients, which strengthen the rest of the life around the river itself, which allow the salmon who hatch to have a healthier environment. There's also other practices like traditional burning, which really reinforce this aspect of not only being in relationship with, but also contributing to this relationship with the land in meaningful ways. So when we burn out an area, things actually grow back a lot better. Berry patches are revitalized and lead to more berries that can then be harvested in subsequent years. So given that prescribed or traditional burns often burn at lower temperatures as well, this will actually make the area more resilient to larger catastrophic fires, which can help to achieve overall climatic resilience as well. So there are many examples that I could really talk about, and these are just a few highlights of how we live, how we have lived, and how we will continue to live in relationship to our territories.